This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. People whose homes were swept away by flooding in Libya's eastern city of Darna a week ago faced the dilemma on Sunday of whether to stay and risk infection or flee through areas where landmines have been displaced by the torrents. Thousands of people were killed after two dams above Darna broke on September 10th during a powerful storm, bringing down residential blocks lining a usually dry riverbed as people slept. Many bodies have been washed out to sea. Ukrainian authorities on Sunday announced Kyiv's forces had retaken Klishivka, a tactically important town south of the frontline city of Bakhmut. There's been a lot of discussion about how fast the Ukrainians are moving in this offensive, but at a briefing of the chair of the NATO Military Committee, Admiral Rob Bauer says with the current conditions, he cannot see the counteroffensive's tempo speeding up much.
The reason why it takes time is because it is extremely dangerous, because there's an enormous amount of mines in a very deep minefield, more than 10 kilometers with 5-6 mines per square meter, and they have to crawl forward literally to get through, to clear the mines, to get to the next physical obstruction.
More than 100,000 refugees from Africa have landed in Italy this year, most of them on the island of Lampedusa, where EU President Ursula von der Leyen and the Italian Prime Minister toured the port. Von der Leyen promised EU support.
The most effective measure to counter the smugglers' lies are legal pathways and humanitarian corridors. We will offer migrants real alternatives through this humanitarian admission. This is very important to break the vicious narrative of the smugglers.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people in New York City have kicked off a week of demonstrations seeking the end of the use of coal, oil, and natural gas blamed for climate change. Sunday's so-called March to End Fossil Fuels featured such politicians as Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and actors Ethan Hawke, Edward Norton, and Kevin Bacon. It was the opening salvo to New York's Climate Week, where world leaders in business, politics, and the arts are gathering ahead of a new special United Nations summit Wednesday. A UN conference has voted to list prehistoric ruins near the ancient West Bank city of Jericho as a World Heritage Site in Palestine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision is likely to anger Israel, which controls the territory and does not recognize a Palestinian state. Jericho is one of the oldest continually inhabited cities on earth and is in a part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank that's administered by the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority. The listing refers to the Tel Ez Sultan archaeological site nearby, which contains prehistoric ruins dating back to the 9th millennium BC and is outside the ancient city itself. The decision was taken by the UN World Heritage Committee meeting in Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of South Korean teachers are rallying for new laws to protect them from abusive parents. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Following the suicide of an elementary school teacher in July, teachers across South Korea have been pushing for improved systems to protect teachers from widespread malicious complaints from parents. South Korean lawmakers are currently debating bills that would meet some of the teachers' demands for immunity from child abuse claims. One protester, An Ji-hye, told the AP, I hope that the bills being discussed now will be passed as soon as possible to secure teachers' rights to life. South Korean parliament is expected to hold a vote to pass the bills on September the 21st. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain's BBC said on Sunday it was urgently looking into the issues raised by allegations of sexual assault made against the broadcaster's former employee, British comedian and actor Russell Brand, who denies the accusations. The 48-year-old former husband of U.S. singer Katy Perry worked on BBC radio programs between 2006 and 2008. He issued a denial on Saturday to unspecified, very serious criminal allegations hours before accusations were published online. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.